So what's Governor Snyder going to do about the gay and lesbian couples who are kind of, but not quite married in Michigan? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And this is It's Just Politics.
Governor Snyder faces a deadline this week.
A federal judge's order that the state must recognize 300 marriages performed last March takes effect on Thursday.
Unless the governor decides to appeal.
Mm-hmm. Now, the issue of same-sex marriage, it has always been a conundrum for this governor.
It is outside his comfort zone.
Yeah, social issues, not his jam.
They don't move the needle on the economic issues that really drive what he's trying to get done.
And that has been very clearly shown in the variety of responses that he's given on the issue.
Sure, that he's just in his official capacity defending the state constitution and the decision voters made 10 years ago, and that it's not really his lawsuit, but Attorney General Bill Schuette's lawsuit.
Right, but even Schuette has changed his tune. He stopped saying he's defending traditional marriage, instead that it's all just about protecting the voters' rights to decide.
Now, the governor's position until last month was that these 300 marriages were technically legal, but not recognizable by the state while the case is on appeal now before the U.S. Supreme Court. And that means basically they have the same legal standing in the eyes of the state as refrigerator art.
Mm-hmm. But now we have this new ruling. Here is Snyder after the judge's decision last month.
If the federal judge has made a judgment, until that's otherwise appealed, changed, or modified, we'll respect what a federal judge is saying.
So what is Snyder going to do?
Well, I have it on very good authority that the governor intends to allow the deadline to pass with no appeal, unless suddenly there is something that emerges that they find within the 50-page judge's opinion that somehow makes that impractical.
Which means we could, for the first time in this state, have 300 legally recognized same-sex marriages by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. All while Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage is still before the Supreme Court. We should point out the judge's opinion, it applies only to the couples married last March. It does not allow more same-sex marriages in Michigan. It does not recognize marriages performed in other states where they're allowed.
But it does allow Rick Snyder to begin setting his own legacy on this issue.
Yeah, he wants to be remembered as the governor who reinvented Michigan, Michigan 3.0, the one who presided over a resurgent economy, responsible budgeting, welcoming to immigrants, not as the named defendant in a historic case defending a position he was never enthusiastic about in the first place.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.